I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity to celebrate together the gospel, to treasure together the good news that although we were sinners, although we understand what we deserve, the wages of sin is death, eternal separation from God. Our sins have made a separation between us and our God. God, when there was no way for us to repair the damage we have done, God sent His only Son to die in my place, to die in your place, so that in Him we could be forgiven, freed from the just wrath of a holy God that was poured out at the cross on Jesus, now welcomed into relationship with Him, where we enjoy His grace, His favor, His presence, His pleasure, clothed in the righteousness, not our own, but Christ's righteousness, credited to my account, to your account. What a treasure we have in the gospel. If you're a believer in Jesus, take bread, take juice. Reflect on the treasure that you've been given. Enjoy that treasure. And once we've all been served as a body of believers in Jesus, we'll take that together, give Him thanks, and remember what He did for us. Jesus, thank you. For taking my sin, all my sin, every sin, onto yourself and paying that price in full on my behalf, paying the debt, canceling the debt I owe, paid in full. And thank you that as you perfectly obeyed your Father in every way, in everything, every day, all the time, as you lived out this human life on this earth, you give me that perfect record of righteousness as a gift. You credit that, your perfect righteousness, to my account. You clothe me in a righteousness not my own. So that today I can stand before the Father, perfected in Jesus. We look back to the cross and we stand in awe of what it cost, and we simply receive a gift from your hand and say thank you for what you did for me. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us new.